Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of Shichachas HaTorah. And we saw that the Torah that we were given in the Luchos Rishonos is Torah that will never be forgotten. No Yetzer Hara stays with us forever. Much higher level Torah that was broken, that was lost. Now we have Torah of the Luchos Shnios, which we also have to receive this Torah. But now we can't be a Mishkan LaTorah as we were before. We can't be a dwelling place, we can't be an abode for the Torah, because we went down in Madrigas, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still give us the Torah as a Matana. Those are the two Matanas. That's the Kechaloso L'Dabirito, that he gave it to him as a Kala, as a Chassan, as a Kala to a Chassan, gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah, and also the Kala Yisrael. And then, Matana L'Achliel, M'Achliel Bamos, the second, which is in Parshas Chukas, this Matana of Torah, that's after the breaking of the Luchos. Now we need a new Matana of the Torah. So now we're going to still forget, but at least we have the capacity, if we are Yageya B'Torah, we can have Siyata D'Shemaya to remember the Torah, like it says in Megillah, Yagati V'loma Tzitzi Al Tamin. That's only talking about how sharp you are, that if you toil and you, somebody says he toils and he doesn't find, you shouldn't believe him, because if he toils, he's going to find, because as far as sharpness is concerned, but to remember is learning, that you need special siyata d'shmaya. We no longer have it. Derech hateva, that Torah will merge with us, will become one with us. So we're continuing onwards now. Again, based on the Torah of Rabbi Yagona Goldberg Yitzhak Manzatzal. We can now answer the kasha of the Paradis Yosef in Parshas Kisisa, Perak Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yod Ches, and he brings that this was already asked by the Tshuva Simrei David in Simen Kufnun Zayin, and what the Tas is in Arachayim, Reish Chof Dalet, Tziv Katan Aleph, to give a reason why the Brach of Chachma Yisrael, you say, Brach Shecholak Michochmosu Lireyav, whereas in the Brach of Chachma Yomasa Olam, we say, Brach Shenasan Michochmosu. So he writes, Vodek Atani B'Yisrael, Shecholak Wumas Shenasan, Shuv ein dveikus b'nosein. So what's the idea that you say shecholak, that God was a cholak from with his chachma, gave out of his chachma to those who fear him, whereas it comes to chachma yom salam, it says he gave nasan, because we're dveik b'shem, so that's chelak, where it's like part of God, he gave part of himself to us. So there's a yichus back to Hashem. Hashem kem yom salam, he just gives it to them. He gives it to him, but they have no shaykhis to him, and that's what it says about Avraham Avinu. B'nei Pilakshim nasan Avraham Matanas. He gave them Matanas. Rashi says Shem Tumah Masalam, gave them the Shem Tumah, and that's the same idea. But now they no longer have Dveikus in the Nosein Hamatani. Just to take it, it's yours, and then they went in their happy way. Some say they went to the. It says he sent them to the east. Some say that's where they get the. All the mysticism from the East comes from the Shemos Tumah that Avraham Avinu Masar. Any event, that's the idea here of Nosa. Nosa means you just gave it, now you no longer have a chelek in Hashem. That's the Umas Olam, whereas Am Yisrael is Cholak Mechoch Moser Lirev, it's still part of a chelek me Hashem. The only problem is, by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says Vayitein al Moshe Kechaloso. And this is talking about giving of the Torah to the Jewish people. So why does it say a lesson of Vayitein? The feed is this, the Taz. It should say a different lashon. It should say a lashon of cholak. Why vayitain? It should say vayicholik. So based on what we said, we can answer as follows: that the yisod divrei ataz are because the chachma that the chacham has is only his because of the nosein. That the nosein gives it to him. Because of his dveikus of the Chacham Bashem. And therefore there's a yichus to the nosen, he hasn't been detached from the nosen, not like other matanas, that it's just given away and that's it. Now, it's on Moshe Rabbeinu, when it says vayitain, that teaches us that he has koach haklita, like we said, that he gives the power to absorb Torah. He was now given the Torah. He was now given this power to absorb the Torah and not to forget the Torah. So he was able to absorb a lot in a short time, and he also wasn't forgetting. Originally he was forgetting. So that's the lesson of Vayitain. That he gave Moshe this special power. So normally when it says Nasan, Nasan means I'm just giving it to you, and goodbye. And it's yours. But we learned in the previous shiur, this Vayitain, it's Moshe, Kachalosa Ladabirito, means that he gave Moshe the Koach HaKlita, that now Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah is with him. Now he mamish got the Torah. And it's not that Hashem has to continuously keep giving it to him again and again, like with us, that we need special constancy out to the Shema and not to forget our learning. But with Moshe, it was mamish given over to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now he had it. So it isn't just a chalak that HaKadosh Baruch Hu parted, and Moshe still has Dveikas Benosein, but it had the lashon of Vayitain, which means that he gave to Moshe Rabbeinu this special. That's what the Vayitain means. But Kechalosa L'Davarito, like a kala, like he gave him this special gift, that now Moshe Rabbeinu mamish has the Torah, and you don't need God to continuously give it to you. But Adarabba, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah is with him. So here, Dafka, in this context, it says Vayitain, to show that he got this special gift, this special matana, that the Torah is mamish with him, and he doesn't need the constancy atta d'shmayim that we need, because we forget. But he had the Torah, he had the special power to absorb a lot of Torah in a short amount of time, and to be and to remember it, to retain it. Whereas by us, it has to be v'yitain v'yachzor v'yitain. Hashem has to continuously give it to us because it's still by Him. So it emerges according to what we said, that the matana that we have in the Torah of the Luchos Shniyos is not the same matana that the Torah was given to Moshe, which is where the Torah becomes kavua within them, that they become an abode for the Torah. So therefore, since it's a different type of giving, the Luchos Shniyos, we need siyata d'shmaya b'chol rega v'rega in order that the Torah should remain with us. And that's the matana that the Gemara talks about, mimidbar matana. For midbar, the pasuk says a matana, and this matana is the Torah, because ena Torah nicknames b'matana el misha meisim atzmo hefker k'midbar, like Chazal darshan. You want Torah, you have to make yourself hefker like a midbar. So that's saying that there you have this special matana and siyata d'shmaya only through the fact that you feel and you know that you yourself cannot be a mishkan l'Torah. You need special siyata d'shmaya and a special matana in order for the Torah to dwell within you, as is expressed when you make yourself hefker k'midbar. In other words, you make your Torah hefker, anybody can come and get it. Because you know that it's not yours. Because mitzad you, there's no reason that you should have Torah. Aval mi she'eino osa atzmo kehefker, shebada ramachon shemachziku shatorah dileu. A person says, no, I'm not hefker, it's mine. It's my Torah, I don't need special siyata d'shmaya. Then the matan is batel, and Mamela he's liable to forget his Torah. And then the Gemara darshins, Umi matana nachaliyah. But once it's given to him as a matana, nachalo el. Rashi says the pshat is that the Torah becomes like a nachala. Meaning that even though the emes is that it's not like a nachal, it's not like an inheritance that belongs to him. It's an asina b'chol rega v'rega. But mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the yachas will be ki'ilu, it's his nachala. And therefore you have in the Gemara in Kiddushin, on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, Sharaf Shemachal Kvodah, Kvodah Machal, because Tarasa Dilehu, Avadazar Yates Amid Aleph, also Tarasa Dilehu. So you have this idea that even though Be'etzim it's not really ours, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to consider it as if it's ours, and therefore the Rav can be mochel on his kavod. That's the nachalo el. So you're right, we still need the siyata d'shmaya, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give it us a special nachala and consider it ours. And there's another inyan here that the hanhaga with him will be as if he's balabaisala kishalo, even though it's not his lefi ha'emes. And this is a davar miyucha that's not included in the matana, that when it says midbar matana. So the chazal now darshinu menachliel bamos shkeven shenachal oel ola v'gdula. So since now the yachas is going to be like it's Torah delay, he's ola v'gdula, bamos, high places, that he has the gedula of somebody whose Torah is delay. Because there's no greater gedula than that. But that's only klape the hanhaga imo. That's just the way Hashem relates to him. So you have this, we're talking about again the second luchos. And then you have omi midbar matana. That from the midbar you get this matana. If you're mesim atzmo ke midbar, then you get this matana. You realize that it's from God. And therefore you make it hefker to everybody. Matana nachliel. And then from there it's nachalo el, God considered it as if it's yours, and therefore you could be mochel on your kavod. Rav shemochel kvodi wal dechlim el betzim, it's not yours, but Hashem considers if it's yours. Minachaliel bamos, and then it's going to bring you to the high places. It's going to, you'll be nochel gedula, because the Kash Baruch Hu is going to be misnaig. He's going to relate towards you as if it's really yours, and therefore you go to, you get this great gedula. Avol beetzim hadover, it's not true. Hakol rak matani b'chol rega v'rega adi siyata d'shmayim yuchedes, like we said. So according to this, it would appear as follows. That since, like we said, Zichron HaTorah is Inyan Miyucha Bifnei Atzmo, it's a Matana Miyuchedes, and Siyata D'Shmaya is necessary. Because after Cheda Egel, it's impossible that a person himself should be Roy, Leviel of Mishkan LaTorah. So there's only room for this Siyata D'Shmaya if somebody has some amount of being fitting for this. And therefore he's going to have Siyata D'Shmaya. Even though Mitzad Atzmo, he's not sufficient, but Hashem is going to give him the special Siyata D'Shmaya. But you have to at least have some level of Re'uyut. You have to have some level of fitability, that's the word I just made up, of being befitting for this Matana, of being worthy of worthiness for this Matana. But somebody who doesn't have any, is not worthy at all of this Matana. So he definitely doesn't have the Siyata D'Shmaya that he's going to be Mishkan the Torah. And that's what it says in the Gemara in Shabbos, Naf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, L'gabei Limud Sheishes Hasdarim, that Afilu Hacha Yiras Hashem Hiyo Tzaro in Yilo Lo. And they bring a mashal there of somebody who says, bring me up a certain amount of chitim, a core of chitim to the attic. And he brought it up and he says, hey, you mixed in some Kav Chumtin. So Rashi says, this is the salty earth that is used as a preservative, that the chitim do not become all wormy. So he says to him, "Yiraftali b'hem kav chumtin. Did you mix in some chumtin? Did you mix in some of this preservative? Make sure it doesn't get all wormy." He says, "No." So he says, "Better had you not brought it up." And Rashi says, "And he otzaru he ikur chashuv be'enav letzar v'lasa skula l'zikaron." That's a very important principle, to gather it and to make it a charm for memory. Now, it's not enough to learn the Sheishes Hasdarim in order that the Torah should be with you. In order that it should remain with you, a person has to have Yiras Hashem, and then he's an Otzer, and then he is a storehouse for this Torah. But without Yiras Hashem, that's just going to get all wormy. the Torah is going to get all rotten, chas v'shalom. So it's not enough to have Torah. You have to also have the Yira with it. Then you can have an otzi, you can make the storehouse for it, but the Torah itself is not enough. You need the special siyata d'shmaya, you need the special yiras Hashem. You need to be worthy. If you're not, a person's not worthy, then his Torah rats. Rahman al-Itzlan. And it would appear that Hein Divrei Reish Lakish and Bracha Samach Gimel Amid Beis Shabbos Pei Gimel Amid Beis Gittin and Zayin Amid Beis Ein Divrei Torah Miskayim and Alamisha Memis Atzmo Alayin Sham in the Gemara, that Divrei Torah only exists, remains steadfast if somebody kills himself for it. Ubit Pashtus, it's when it says Miskayemes, it's talking about Yishichacha, it's talking about not forgetting, not the way that Yun Yankov learned it, but that's the Pashtus Ayin Yun Yankov B'Shabbos. So why does Reish Lakish use a lashon of Divrei Torah Miskayimin when the Nidon is Legabe Zikaron V'Shichas HaTorah? The Nidon, the discussion is Legabe remembering and forgetting the Torah. So why does he lose a lashon of Miskayimin? So like we said, that this Inyan of Shichah and Zikaron and Torah is not an Inyan of Stam of Zikaron and Shichah, of remembering and forgetting, but rather the issue is Divrei Torah itself, that the Divrei Torah should remain with him and not fly away because they have no place to be with him. And Mimele, he's going to forget that. He's talking about making yourself an abode for Divrei Torah. And this we learn in the Pasuk, Zos HaTorah Adem Kiyomis Ba'Oel, that he only becomes a Makom, the Divrei Torah, if he's Mei Mesuas Atzmo Aleh, on Mitzar Gufo Tamid. It's only if he kills himself for it, and he's Mitzar himself. You gotta suffer, no pain, no gain when it comes to learning. And Velokeinu, Beloim Dimitoch Idun, Mitoch Achila Vishtiya, Lashon of the Rambam, Paragimel, Milchus Tamatar, Lachi Gidbei, Shulchan Aruch, Yerodes, and the Reish Menvov, Sifcha Falaf, Ayin Sham. People are learning Mitoch Idun, Mitoch Achilu Vishtiya, so the Torah is not going to stick with them. So it's not just a matter of remembering and forgetting, the matter is making yourself worthy of being a Mishkan the Torah, of being this abode for Torah. And a person is living a life of excessive luxuries and going to fancy restaurants. Chila v'shtiya and this and that, and he's always buying this food and that food. So as that mensch is not going to be zocha to Torah, because if his matar, if his purpose is chayol lemahazeh, there's no makom l'divrei Torah, which is divrei shemayim. Umeleh in kiyum l'divrei shemayim shabo. Rak al yidei zeh, that we have no particular interest in olam hazeh. So then now we're given the Torah as a matana, and now our guf can be a mishkan the Torah, and then the Torah is going to be miskayim. Veinam shakcha. So now it talks about that's the lashon of the Gemara. The Divrei Torah is Skyman. The issue is whether Divrei Torah is going to exist, whether Divrei Torah is going to be able to exist within you, because Divrei Torah can only exist if you make yourself a mishkan for it. So it doesn't just say she'ein zochrim b'shochachim. Zochrim b'shochachim is the outgrowth, but the yesod is that you have to make yourself an abode for Torah. And that's also what it says in Sotah Chafalaf Amid Beis, Ein Divrei Torah Miskayimin Al Misha Mamid Atzmo Aram Aleh. Divrei Torah only exists if you make yourself naked for it. Rashi says, Shapirish Mekol Asak Menasala Oni V'Chosar Kol. To make yourself an Oni for Torah, man, how many people are willing to do that? Baruch Hashem, in Eretz Yisrael, quite a few. Also in America, people are mamish poor for Torah. All he has is Torah. And such a person becomes a proper abode for Torah. And you have the famous Meiser, Belozer ben Arach, who Chazal tell us in Pirkei Avos, Shokul Keneged Kol Gedol Yisrael, Avos Perek Beis Mishneches. And then you have the Meiser with him in Shabbos Kufim Zayin Amud Beis, that he was Mashki himself, Banosai Lemhazen, he forgot his learning. Couldn't even read the parish of Achodesh Azel Lachem. He read a Cheresh Hayol Iban. So it's not Stam Shichachot Tivis, it's not Stam that he forgot in a natural way. But a person shoker b'nyanei olam hazeh, he forgets. Can't be a mishkan the Torah. So yakar le'talmudei, the Torah was uprooted from him. And that's also what it says in Avos. Perek Vav, which the Gra says in Yeridei Reish Mem Vav, Sifkot Mem Tes, is the Mokol HaMashikos of Ramo Mitzar Gufo. Is there kachi darka shel Torah pas b'melach toichol? Mind in the Sura Tishtal, or it's Tishan Chayzer Chayom of a Torah Ta'omel. So this wasn't said about Lomdei Torah. It says Kachi Darka Shel Torah, because Mitzad the Torah Atzma. The issue is, the question is, can it exist within the person? So we want to know what's going to be with the Torah. Can the Torah exist within the person or not? And it says, you want to know, the derech of Torah is that it sticks with the person who is not shakur, who is not immersed in the pleasures of Olam Hazeh. Because ain't the very term is skanav l'mishamei misatzmo ala. Because it's ain't kach derech shel Torah. Derech shel Torah is the pasmel Torah chol ma'ir suva tishte. Interesting, in the Tanchuma and Parshas Chukas, you have this drasha Midbar Matana, different than the Gemara, which darshan in Mesim Atzmo Hefka Kemidbar. That just like in the Midbar, the Torah is given as a Matana, so too this person makes himself his Torah Hefker as a Matana. This Torah, this person's Mafkir is Torah. The other drasha is Mimidbar Mishim Mimakayim Es HaTorah Mishim Mesim Atzmo Kemidbar Mefana Atzmo Menakol. Who's Mekayim the Torah? Who gives the Torah existence? Somebody who makes himself like a Midbar, he removes himself from everything. So we see from this that Mekayim is HaTorah means that the Torah should exist with him. He shouldn't forget it. And then he's going to get this Matana, but he has to be Mafnasim and Akol, like a Midbar. What does a Midbar have? Minyanei Olam Hazeh. You want to go live in a Midbar? You have no running water. You're interested? I'm not. But a person has to be willing to be Mafnasim and Akol. Doesn't take an interest in this world, and then the Torah is going to be Miskayim Etzla, Miskayim Etzla, and that's the Gemara in Chagiga Tezvav Amar Aleph. O Yarchenu Zov Ischuchis Eil Divrei Torah Shekoshem Kadosim Kli Zov V'Noich La'Avdan Kli Zechuchis. Divrei Torah are hard to acquire them like Kli Zov, and they're easy to lose, like glass. Glass just breaks easily, and Kli Zov, golden vessels, are hard to obtain. So Mistama, when it says easy to lose, it's talking about Shichacha. So it says Rashi Nyan Yankov. So what's the dimion to Shviras Kli Zechuchis? And also by Kli Zechuchis, you need a Maisik to destroy them. They don't get destroyed by themselves, but Divrei Torah Adarab. If you don't Chazer, it just goes away from you. But like we said, you require Siyata Dishmayin as Chus, in order that the Torah should remain with you, because Torah is hard to acquire. And a maisa katan of an ibud schus or a kilkul can cause the Torah to be lost, like a maisa katan b'klei zechuchis. Because this person is supposed to be a makom Torah, like we saw before with the Yiras Shemayim, Yiras Hashem Yod Sarah. You need to have that kav chumtin, you need to have that preservative. You need to make yourself a makom that's roy for Torah. And if a person loses that, a person doesn't maisa to be makalkal that, so then he can lose the Torah. And that's the dimyon to Kli Zechuchis. You do one little maisa and it's broken, smash. So to this person, does one little maisa, makes himself not roy the divrei Torah, and that's it, the Torah goes. Gemara Megillah, Asayf Einechabo Veinenu, talking about Divrei Torah. You blink your eye, and the Torah could be forgotten in a moment. So it's not Shichotivis. It's that a person isn't roy for Torah. So the Torah goes away from him. He's not Zoche. Maybe it means he literally forgets, or maybe it means he doesn't understand it properly. He forgets the proper way of learning it and understanding it. That's what happens when a person's not roy for Divrei Torah. So we have the Siyata Dishmaya, so much more to go, it's just not even Shaykh. And Baruch Hashem, until now, we've already learned so much, Baruch Hashem. So we should be Zoche to continue. L'omar ul'olam ed'ishmo l'as, the kindest call of the Rizal to us, we have, amen, be amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.